I'm Steve Miller reporting. A former official at the U.S. Treasury Department says the current tariff war between the United States and China is a lose-lose-lose situation for Beijing, Washington, and the world.
Together, these two countries make nearly 40% of global GDP. They're integral components to the global supply chains across the board.
China raised import duties on a $3 billion list of U.S. goods in response to the tariffs on imposed steel and aluminum that U.S. President Donald Trump ordered last month. China also announced tariffs worth $50 billion on a series of U.S. products, including soybeans, whiskey, and cars. Russia's top diplomat dismissed Thursday the recent expulsions of Russian diplomats as a mockery of international law.
It is unacceptable in regards to the Salisbury incident, as well as in a number of other situations, from the U.S. election to chemical attacks in Syria and Catalonia referendum, to make groundless allegations instead of presenting concrete facts and carrying out a thorough investigation.
Two dozen countries have kicked out a total of more than 150 Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity with Britain, which blames Russia for last month's poisoning of a former Russian spy. The poisoned daughter of that ex-Russian spy on Thursday said she is recovering quickly after her ordeal. Yulia Skripal said in a statement that the entire ordeal was disorienting and asked for privacy. The British hospital treating Sergei Skripal and Yulia confirmed Yulia's condition had improved, while her 66-year-old father's condition remained critical. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. North and South Korean officials held preparatory talks Thursday for a summit later this month between the country's